The Spanish governor named our village St. Ferdinand, which was used until June 26, 1939, when we went back to our French name, Florissant. Celebrate 75 years of a place called Florissant in the 600 block of St. Francis between Cordy's Frame Shop and our old city halls. Join our street party at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, June 25th. Then on the June 26th anniversary, we're back to work with town hall meetings at our Civic Center Theater to discuss the next 75 years for Florissant. The 4th of July concert and fireworks at the Egan Center starts our summer concert series, followed by 7 Saturday night summer concerts at St. Ferdinand Lake and 3 more Wednesday night outs in Old Town. Visit FlorissantMall.com to learn more about the beautiful city and the Valley of Flowers. And we'll see you at the celebrations.
Does your well water leave brown rust stains on clothes and fixtures? Does it smell bad? Get rid of it all with the HydroCare Iron 300X. HydroCare's multi-stage process gets rid of iron, sulfide, and odors. HydroCare is an easily installed, compact system without tanks, backwashing, or servicing, and only costs $799. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit goodclearwater.com. GoodClearWater.com.
Get all your World Cup updates on the Big 550. Presented by Worldwide Technology and St. Louis FC. Outdoor professional soccer is back in St. Louis and kicks off spring 2015. Reserve your seats now. Go to StLouisFC.com for more.
Mason Williams, Classical Gas. This is the little played track, the original track, where you actually hear the classical guitars. Now listen, we bought at an auction. You know how people pay for the original handwritten lyrics of John Lennon? We found this classical guitarist, Mason Williams. This was the original studio master. If you listen... In the original version, they actually included the sound of gas, but made it classical. You'll hear it. They kind of tied it in, you know, the music. It's subtle. Now, the true story behind the song is a lot of stations refused to play this version. So they had to go in and redo it without the actual sound of the classical gas. Now, just a little bit more. I think that's interesting. That's right. We're still like 12-year-olds. I still maintain that's the universal funny sound. I don't care where you're from, what language you speak. For some reason, I don't care how many times you hear it, how many versions, it is always funny. How many other things can you say that about?
Nothing.
None.
A burp, but a burp's not as funny.
No, it's not. And I don't. That's a good point. It's This is more disgusting, but it's also more funny. It's weird. We didn't do the burp segment, and Dr. Doug will not be on today because he was on earlier. And if you missed him, he called with a crystal clear cellular signal from Panama at this coffee plantation last hour. So he will not be here. So we're wide open. We are slackers today. There's nothing going on. There's nothing really to talk about. So it's really, this is your chance to get in and just kick around whatever you want to kick around. But before we do that, and I will give you the numbers, 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS. We will now do the Burk segment, and I believe I know the correct term is champing at the bit, but that just sounds stupid.
I know.
Chomping at the bit is Dan Strauss. Dan, what do you have?
Thank you so much,
You're
Frank.
Welcome.
Our Facebook page here at the radio station.
This burns me up. I think I know where you're headed, and I'm incensed about this.
The Big 550 KTRS at Facebook, I guess, or if you're on Facebook. I don't know.
Well, it's facebook.com / 550 KTRS.
The big 550 KTRS.
No, no, no. It's just
It's just 550?
Right. Okay. Daniel, you're misinformation, bad information. Facebook.com / 550 KTRS.
They have the new pictures on the Facebook page from when we had our photo session. And I noticed that, like, Randy Naughton is on there. Kara, who sits in with John Carney, but she's not in every day, is she?
No. I don't think she's on Fridays.
No, she's not in every day. And
who would call themselves a real radio personality and not work on Friday?
Right. Yeah. I mean, how
ridiculous.
How does that work? Yeah. But I did notice that I'm not on there.
What?
Peon's not on there.
What?
Josh Gilbert's not on there. Jim Huer is not on there.
Maybe there's a required minimal amount of time you have to have worked at the station, because you guys have only been here 17 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, Larry Connors has been here 2 days.
Yeah, he's on there. So
maybe it's how much you contribute and how much you add to the show. No, wait, Kara's on there.
Oh, Hadley's on there.
Hadley's on there. I can't believe it.
Who's in charge of the Facebook page?
I don't know. He's not kidding, folks. If you go to facebook.com/550KTRS, you'll see these faces.
The day parts.
From morning to evening. Farmer Dave Schumacher has been here
Since Marconi
was inventing the radio. He's not on there. Jim Huer, a vital, important part of the, not just the programming, but a lot of other things, is not on there.
And we all,
Josh Gilbert is not on there.
We were all here. We all had our
pictures taken.
Yeah, we all had our pictures taken.
It was very important that we all scheduled times.
This could be a not-so-subtle way. Look at those phones. These people are infuriated. A not-so-subtle way of saying, you're on the way out. We're not putting your picture in because we just have to remove it. But that can't be because they don't have...
No, Hadley's on there again. There goes that theory.
There you go. It is strange. It's strange that part-timers or secondary players or sidekicks, they've got them on there for all the other shows. They don't have you two on there. And I went down the hall to Mike Dorsey's office, and because he's the boss, and he said, I'm in a meeting. And I said, then shut the meeting off.
Oh.
Because I'm coming in. And I went in, I closed the door, and I made it very clear, you two are to be put on the Facebook page for the station. Or I'm walking.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Thanks for having our back.
You got it, buddy.
I really don't like my picture taken. You can leave mine off if you choose.
Somebody called and said MacGuber is in charge of that.
Oh, it doesn't surprise me. He becomes program director. You guys are, what a coincidence, are eliminated from the Facebook page. Not included.
That's weird.
If I were Josh Gilbert, Jim Huer, you two... Not you two, the band, but you guys. I would be sending out some resumes because I think you're in the crosshairs of MacGuber.
Oh, man.
I keep trying to have a meeting with him, but I haven't seen him since he's become
our program. Well, I think he's out listening to the station.
He has a program director's getting a better ear.
You see how the signal's doing.
Get a better ear when you're outside the building.
Right, you do.
He has a closed door policy.
Yes, he does. We have a call. Did you have more, or was that it?
No, that was
sharing
it.
Your frustration.
Yeah.
I don't blame you. If I were you and I look and go, hey, we're not on here, I'd feel bad, too. Did you have anything for you?
I did, but we can go to
We'll take a couple calls, and we'll do part two of the Burke segment. Charlie's been holding the longest. Hello, Charlie. How are you?
I'm AM in the PM.
Well, Frank. Of course you are. Hallelujah. What can we do for you?
Listen, it was real obvious when you just played that classical gas why it's not played much, because all of the gas sounds were off. There was, should have been a B sharp, and it was a B plus, and
you must be a musician.
It was just way off.
A B plus,
Frank. It was awful.
So you're saying they re-released it because it was flat or sharp on the gas?
Yeah, that's absolutely it. And you shouldn't be playing stuff like that on the radio. I mean, people like us who appreciate good music and symphony stuff, It's somebody terrible.
Somebody had a bad mute on their butt trumpet, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thanks for pointing that out to us, Charlie.
Well, you're welcome, sir.
And
My pleasure.
Call anytime.
Bye.
Right. I'm not musical. I'm not a I didn't know that they were off or flat or sharp.
Oh, apparently Charlie wasn't either, because he said B plus. Flat or
B plus. Yeah. I think that's a grade in school. This is Kim. Hello, Kim. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Frank?
I'm doing fantastic. How can we help you?
I have a traffic tip for you.
All right. A tip or a bulletin?
I'm sorry?
A tip or a bulletin?
A bulletin.
Okay. A tip would be, oh, here's something good you can do when you're driving. This would be a bulletin. Now with a traffic bulletin, let's go to Kim. What do you have, Kim?
I just was past a stalled car on the, the Blanchett Bridge going over to St. Charles.
Correct.
On 70.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me about 15 minutes to get from 270 to the bridge. So it's backing up nicely.
It's backing up.
Got the right lane blocked.
It's going backing up, going west. Going west, it's backed up.
Yep.
On 70, at 270, headed to St. Charles. You've done a great service by telling people that. How old are you?
I'm 58.
Favorite age. Well, of course you are. I just read a fantastic article called 58 Sex is Great. Did you read that article?
Actually, it is.
Whoa.
Sounds like she might have written it.
Yeah.
Maybe she wrote it. All right. Well, call anytime, Kim.
In fact,
call back in 5 or 10 minutes, because we have nothing to do today. We have no show. So if you think of something, call us back, okay?
I sure will.
All right. Thank you, Kim.
Bye-bye.
Don't you feel sorry for people who don't listen to the show?
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
And most people don't. I know that sounds, there'll be people saying, oh my goodness, I bet the advertising and sales staff doesn't want you to say that. It's true. Pick any station, any radio station, 90% of the St. Louis area does not listen to that station. There's no station that has 10% of all the people listening. How can that be? If any station should be able to pull that off, it should be this, especially with all the promotion, billboards and TV commercials.
Yeah.
And all the, wait, no, I'm thinking of Kix when we work at Kix. Yeah. But I really do wonder sometimes why people will choose to listen to people arguing and politics and getting into it over Congress this and that. Come on. I mean, tell your friends why you're always in such a good mood at the end of the day when you get home. Share it with them.
And they're not going to play the original version of classical
gas. Thank you, Dan. No other station has ever played you the master from the original session of classical gas. Only the Big 550. Dan, that's a good reason right there to listen. And when the holidays are coming, Christmas comes again, once again, we will be the only station, as we have for years, who warn you about the filth in some of the Christmas songs. Nobody else cares. They don't care. They don't care that your kids' minds are cluttered with filth and dirt. They don't care. We care about your kids. Now, Peon has his contribution to the Burke segment.
I do. I have a couple things.
All right.
First, I saw today the trailer for Horrible Bosses 2 will be coming out.
I liked one.
One was very good. One was hilarious.
Yeah, I liked Jennifer Aniston, especially.
She is back.
Filthy.
She's back for number two. Almost everybody's back. Kevin Spacey back. Of course, Jason Bateman, Jason Sudeikis, and that third guy. I don't know his name.
Jason Bateman is British. Did you know that?
Really?
Yes. And over in England, when young men, they call them Master. Master Bateman? You have a phone call, Master Bateman.
But the trailer looks really good.
I was kidding. So, he's not British, I don't think.
So I don't know when it's coming out, but it should be out soon.
If she's in it, I'll see it.
She's back. The second thing, I know you're a Coke drinker, so I saw this article. How do you normally drink your Coca-Cola?
Cold and then over ice. It has to be chilled and then poured over ice. Otherwise, it melts the ice and waters it down.
What kind of glass?
A glass.
What shape? Preferably. A mug?
Just a
regular
tall,
glass?
Regular glass, normally.
Well, they're saying in this article, and they had soda connoisseurs test this. They say there's this particular kind of glass called, I think the brand is Rydell, from what I pick up in this article. And it says they're pretty expensive glasses, though. They're I think they're two glasses for $30, whoa, like pint glasses.
Ooh.
And they say this pint glass can actually make, here's a picture I'll just show you here in the room.
I see it.
It that will actually make the Coke taste better.
It's curved in any, like an hourglass. It's got a shape like the Coke bottle.
Most pint glass, yeah. Have you ever seen a pint glass in like a pub or whatever?
Oh, it because looks of like the effervescence and stuff and whatever.
Yeah, they
the
say.
What? Because of the what?
Effervescence.
Well, hold on.
What is it?
Effervescence?
I don't know.
It's effervescence.
Effervescence?
No, not effervescence.
Effervescence?
Effervescence.
Okay.
Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah. You, and you're,
you, call
and you teach yeah. broadcasting. Is
yeah.
that right?
Yeah.
They sell it.
Kind of.
They say this right out glass, and it's everything with the curvature of the glass. It'll make the...
I say this is nonsense.
But they say these soda experts actually agree.
The soda experts are getting paid to help sell the glasses.
That could very well be the
case. I guarantee you
that's the deal. But, so I don't know if you want to go out and buy those glasses.
No, I do believe there's a difference in drinking anything out of a real glass and a styrofoam cup or a solo cup or plastic glass.
I agree with that.
There's a difference.
You know what, though? Those little Coke bottles...
You're going to say they have a lot of effervescence?
Yeah. Oh, for some reason.
I know what you're going to say. Everybody's always said it. It tastes better.
The glass bottles.
It does.
The small little glass bottles. Yeah. I wonder why they don't remember they used to have those machines where you'd have to slide it over and pull it out. You know, those old soda machines.
Slide it over and pull it out.
You're talking about the boxes you look
at. Yeah, the boxes.
I told you why they stopped it. Because kids would take bottle openers and drink them with a straw.
Oh, that's right. You
could empty the whole kit. My dad did that as a kid. They figured out they take a bottle opener, open the it was a soft drink machine, but you open a lid like a deep freeze.
You put the coins in, right?
You put the coins in, you slide the drink you want over, and then lift it out. Well, all the bottle tops are exposed. You open the lid, take a bottle opener, pop them open, and stick a straw in there, and just drink all the bottles dry. That's why they don't have those machines anymore. Some delinquent kids figured that out.
The last thing I had, BuzzFeed, it's a website I go to frequently. They put out an article a couple weeks ago about one of our favorite TV personalities, and it's titled, they list a bunch of reasons why Keith Morrison is television's greatest gift to mankind, and just some of the things they said, his voice has the lilting tone of a beloved grandpa telling a fascinating story by a campfire. I kind of
like
that
Keith
description.
Morrison?
From Dateline. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, okay. From Dateline NBC. He's that white-haired guy that does some of the Dateline stories.
Yeah.
I
know him well.
So I'm going to put the article up on our Facebook page, but it's pretty funny. He's from Canada apparently, and he's been he was on an episode of Seinfeld on the TV screen as like a TV anchor. He was also on an episode of Blossom, but nobody can find video proof of that. And he is the stepfather of Matthew Perry. Friends actor Matthew Perry.
This is the right now is where people can tell we really don't have a show today. We're telling people
Keith
that
Morrison?
Keith Morrison is the staff of Matthew Perry.
I don't know. I just find him fascinating. I love Keith Morrison. So
I don't think he can talk any other way. I think he's now developed that pattern.
They showed one of his tweets,
and it works for that Dateline mystery stuff.
Oh sure, yeah. And they mention here. They go so when you turn on Dateline NBC and you find out that he's not doing the stories. Most of the time, you'll just turn it off because you want to hear him tell you know. The story, but they say because he's on Twitter apparently, and they show one of his tweets, and you can almost hear him here's one of his tweets here. If ever a woman seemed not a candidate for murder, but then who can ever know?
Yeah, even his tweets have his inflection in them.
That's one of his tweets. So that was it.
Can we close the Burke segment? Yeah. I need to see the screen because I need to know when Dan has our special guest on the phone. I got a text from our program director.
Magoo?
Yeah. I'm serious. Here's what it says. Tell Dan and Ian that I need to talk to them.
Uh-oh. Oh.
Magoo, go ahead. Good luck.
When is that?
No, he didn't say
he wants to talk to us.
And then he put a smiley face on the end. That's how they softened
it. Oh.
Was he? He's going to put our pictures up.
Tell you what,
up.
If you guys, if he fires you, I'm out. I'm walking. I'm just going to tell you, I got you. I got you back. I'm with you. Let me talk to Wayne real quickly. Do we have our?
Oh, let me get him.
Yeah, thank you, Dan. Brother,
I was worried about our picture.
How many years have we?
Are you
had
sure
Londoff
you still have
on?
His back?
My goodness. No. And second thought, yeah, Magoo, call Dan, get rid of him. Well, Wayne, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm aiming a PM.
Of course you are.
Hallelujah. Hey, I've got a theory about McGruff McHaven.
Right.
The program director.
He's the boss, yeah.
Well, I believe they promoted him to that position so they could get rid of him. How many program directors have you had?
This is a great...
Oh, my.
This guy, Wayne, is on to something.
Yeah.
No. You're on to something.
What did you call him?
McGruff. McElhaven or something like that?
Nobody here really knows his real name. We can all mess it up. But you actually have a point. Yeah. We've been here 17 years this coming Sunday. It'll be 17 years. We start the 18th year Monday. We have had easily 8 program directors. You're on to something.
The easy way to push him out and...
Right. We have no problem with your on-air work, but we just don't like what you're doing in the...
That's right.
Here's the deal with a program director. If something is done at the station that's successful, the general manager takes the credit. Mike Dorsey goes, well, thank you. That was my idea. If it doesn't work, you fire the program director. You're on to something.
Well, I've been thinking it over, and well, I don't listen to him in the morning because I don't like him, but
well, now,
I'm looking forward to the day that his program directing is...
I'm afraid we're going to have to edit out the part, bleep out the part where you said, well, oh, what, it's too late? Oh,
yeah,
okay,
it's too late, sorry.
Good observation, Wayne. If
Thank
I were
you.
The people whose picture is not on the station Facebook page, those aren't the people who should be nervous. It's McGill who should be nervous.
Yeah.
All right, Wayne. Good observation. Thank you.
See ya.
Don't the higher ups usually tell the program director to do the firing, though? Will that mean that McGraw will have to sit himself down and tell him?
That's fire himself. Mm-hmm. That's why there's a mirror in his office. You look in the mirror and go, you're out. Yeah. Let's bring a guy on here who, what do you say about a guy who is the best Chevy dealer in the United States of America? John Londoff. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank.
How are you? Good. I know that you, yesterday, I called you for something, and you were at lunch at that very time with McGill.
Mr. McGraw.
Did he buy lunch to make up for not selling as many cars as you should be on his show?
He bought lunch, and he just bought a new Malibu.
That's what you do when you're coming up short on the sales end with not sending enough listeners in. You try to buy another car, buy lunch, try to, you know...
Hard to compare. We've been on the air together now. I mean, I've been on your show. And
oh, it's not about duration of time.
I've been paying to be on your show.
You paid dearly.
9 years now, I think.
Has it been 9 years?
I think it's been 9 years.
Wow. Sometimes this segment seems 9 years long.
So I shook your hand. We kind of gazed into each other's eyes.
No, stop that.
Oh, my goodness.
That was it, right? That was it.
There was no gazing.
Whatever dealer you were representing then.
He retired.
They're retired, and now they are no longer in business.
Right.
That's unfortunate, but you know what? You must have seen something in me that afternoon.
Or maybe it's the other way. Maybe you saw an opportunity to sell more cars. Maybe that's it.
You know, I just wanted to make Mimi Londoff happy because she just thought your show has been so funny for all these years. I'm like, you know, I could get some pretty big,
So you did this. You did this strictly for your wife. Your coming on this show was a gift to your wife. Wow.
To make her happy.
What a guy. What a guy.
That's right. That's right. That's the way I am, Frank.
Now, listen, today, I walked out of the house. I didn't get home until 6 o'clock this morning. I was in the casino for 10 and a half hours straight.
How can you do that?
I don't know, but it's sick. And I walk out to go home, and the sun's coming up. And I thought, oh, man, this is going to be a rough day. And then when I finally left the house to come here, I popped the top off of that Corvette. And I'm going to tell you, when you go outside and the weather is like today, it's like a bolt of energy hits you. What a fantastic day for convertible or target top drive. I saw more motorcycles. This was the breakout day. I saw convertibles and motorcycles and people giving people the thumbs. I got a lot of thumbs up with that car with that top off too. It's a perfect day today. We're overdue for this.
Yep.
And I read an article.
Yep.
I'll share a part of it with you. It says, it's one of these question and answer things. Do you have any idea what kind of weather is the best kind of weather to buy a new car or a pre-owned car? And whoever it is that they're writing with this column says, thank you for your question. The best weather is when the weather is in the mid-70s to 80 degrees with low humidity. That's what it says.
Wow.
Right here, yeah. And I believe that's what today would be and tomorrow.
You're unbelievable.
I research, man.
You do. You never stop.
I do. Now, you're open.
How can you stay in a casino that long?
My wife wonders that. You know what's funny? I got home, and I crawled into bed at about, it was just before 6 o'clock. And I try not to disturb her, but you know how they are. And she woke up and she looked over at me and she said, she thought I was just kind of rustling. She said, what time did you get home? And I didn't say anything. And she said, you mean you just now got into bed at 6 o'clock in the morning? And I said, yeah. And she just rolled over with a disgusted kind of sigh and just has that. She always says the same thing. There's something wrong with you.
She probably wanted a little morning action and.
Well, Dan, don't they all?
Yeah.
That's what they want. They're always after that.
Yeah.
She has to understand that when I'm out trying to make a living gambling, I'm tired.
Yeah.
Right. That's what it is. Nothing like a second income.
It's tiring making that second, just my second job.
I could see someone putting that on their credit application here. Second source of income, gambler.
I left here at about 6:30, 6:40. I walked out of there at 5 o'clock, and I got up like four times to pee, and that was it. It was solid. Non-stop, hardcore, you know, video poker. It's a horrible, horrible affliction. I wish I didn't have it, but boy, do I enjoy it. And getting in that car, I didn't think I'd be able to even sort of wake up and be with it. But when I hit that low humidity air with that top off, whew, it was great. And the amazing thing,
did you have a hat on or anything?
Nope, I didn't want a hat today. I want to feel.
You were cold?
No, it was 78 degrees.
Okay.
I want to feel that sun that we haven't felt for so long without it being attached to a big glob of humidity.
And it's gorgeous out.
It's fantastic.
Beautiful all weekend.
This is the pick of 4th of July for years and years and years. We usually get burned with hot and humid. This is the one. So I don't care what anybody does. If you just step out in your own yard and just, you know, stand there, do it. Because this is the time
just
to be
stand there. If people start stepping out in their yards and just standing there,
that
you
would
know,
be weird, yeah.
Think like after a while their neighbors will call the police.
That would be a little weird.
Hey, Charlie's out there in the middle of his driveway just standing there. Why? Well, Frank told him to do it.
Now, you're open for a shortened... Abbreviated day on July 4th, on the 4th of July.
Yeah, General Motors is putting the power play on us, asking us to really offer this unbelievable 0% for 72 months because it's a short window. You know, it started yesterday, but really the ads didn't break until, you know, yesterday afternoon, yesterday evening.
And it only runs through Monday night.
It takes a while for consumers to really catch on. It's 0% for 72 months on every 2014 car and truck that we have in stock, except the Corvette. That's it.
Now, hang on. I got a calculator. How many months? 72 months? All right, let's find out.
0%.
Let's find out how many years that is. Hang on. 72 months, 0%. You don't pay at one, four.
How many months in a year?
72 months, and I think there's 12 years.
14 years.
14 years. Wow. That's a deal. That is a deal. A good deal. Yes. Yes. Yes, sir. We wouldn't have done it over and over and over for all these years. Yes,
Come
we think it's funny.
Somebody just came in to get the check signed. Debbie.
Yeah.
We're running away our lovely business manager for how many years?
Almost 18.
Wow.
Years. I say 18,
1 year, Debbie, longer than we've been here at this station. We've been here 17. You got us by 1 year.
Frank, why is it always about you? I'm talking about Debbie right now. It's always got to be about
you. Whoa, whoa, whoa. It's not about me. It's about...
Yeah,
it's about
your show.
No, it's about...
I mean, you know, here I'm introducing Debbie.
Hang on.
Talking about one of my superstar rock stars here, Johnny Lanham Jubilee. And we're back on how many years you've been
Maybe it's...
Is this hurt your feelings at all?
Hello? Wow. Maybe it's about commending her for going the distance, having been there even longer than we've been there. Maybe I turned the spotlight on her saying, wow, you've been there even longer than we have. It's not about us.
You already had to talk about what you did last night and how long you didn't get to bed until 6 o'clock in the morning.
Can I talk to Debbie, please? Could I talk to Debbie?
About me. I mean, I'm paying for this.
Could I talk? Could I talk to Debbie?
Debbie, go ahead. Go ahead, Frank.
Debbie, I'm sorry you had to be a part of this. I'm sorry you had to hear.
I think after 18 years, I think she's used to my,
yeah,
you know.
Now, Debbie, what is it you do again?
Everything.
That'll keep your job 18 years. if you'll do everything, you can work there as long as you want.
Now, see what I did there? See what he did there? That was funny, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
But, she runs the business office. She runs the office. I mean, this is the heartbeat up here.
What does that mean, runs the business office? What are your duties, Debbie? What do you do? Do you cut hand them the payroll checks to pay? Do you schedule people? What do you do?
I do payroll checks, and then I sit back and do my nails.
Hey!
I like honesty.
This young lady never stops. She never stops from the time she gets here to the time she leaves, and she keeps everybody in check. She's keeping an eye. She really has to keep an eye on her CFO, Sean Staten, that's for sure. They're a heck of a team. Sean Staten and Debbie Johns, I feel very comfortable.
Debbie, if he ever lets you go, if he ever fires you, you contact me. I will sell you the audio of him saying how great you are on the air. You take that to court.
I just say if I'm ever going to have 18 years. We're going to plan her like, you know, her retirement party in 20 years from now.
I knew this another 20.
Debbie, can I?
18.
Debbie, can I ask how old you are?
She's young.
How old is she?
Young and hard.
How old are you, Debbie? Come on.
62.
Favorite age.
Yeah.
I read a great article called 62, I'm the One You Want to Do. Yeah, and it's about how women at 62 reach their sexual peak. It's a great article.
Wow, I'll have to read that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is going weird, but that's all right. I mean, it is, I guess, your show that I'm paying for. That's okay.
That's right.
All right. Bye, Deb. Thank you.
Bye, Debbie.
Yep.
18 years with Johnny Londo. Debbie.
Yeah. Got a lot of people that have been here a long, long time. So 0%, 72 months. We're going to be here late tonight. I mean, we'll be here till I don't know how late, but as late as it takes to take care of your great customers. And with this beautiful weather, you talk about a great time to buy. Unbelievable. And a lot of great deals are online at lawndop.com. You can please drive safely, no texting and driving. It's really amazing, and I try so hard not to.
But you do it.
I'm working really hard not to. You know, hands-free, Bluetooth, but I really just need to just drive. And what I love is, like now I'll hop in my car and I'll listen to you.
And, you know, they're able...
I don't want to text when I'm listening to you.
They're able to tell. If you're in an accident and insurance companies and lawyers get involved,
oh, yeah.
They're able to tell the minute of impact if you were texting. And here's what you don't want. You don't want to have an accident, and then you damage somebody's car, and then they subpoena your cell phone, and they see on there where you had just sent a text to McGraw going, why don't you send me more business? Don't you have an audience? You know, you don't want that to come, you don't want that to come out in court.
I wouldn't have to send that to him because he sends me a lot of business.
Nah.
You just have to
compared to what?
Does it make you feel better that you send me more?
Yes.
You had to ask that question. All about you.
No, it's all about advertisers reaping the benefits and getting the return they deserve on their investment. That's what it's about.
Oh, you're unbelievable. Yeah. You obviously had quite a bit of a degree in economics.
I have no degree in anything. I didn't.
Yeah, you do.
No,
you
I don't.
In selling, you're one of the best sales.
Degree in life.
You're unbelievable.
So 72 months, 0% financing, but this ends Monday night.
90-day deferred payment, but it's just a great, great, great.
Wow, 90 days before first payment. That's even better, and it ends Monday night.
Monday night. Got to get here either tonight, get this done, come in tomorrow, Friday, 9 to 3, and then all day Saturday and all day Monday.
All right.
We're taking Sunday off.
We will see.
I really kind of feel bad about being open on Friday.
Well,
I don't know.
It gives people a chance to make a few extra bucks. You look at it that way.
Yeah, but that's what we need. It was a tough winter, so hopefully a lot of our people can make a couple bucks and make a lot of people really, really happy. That's the key, making our customers happy. So 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800, 24/7, 365 at lawnduff.com. Please come and see us, and we will take great care of you.
And I'm asking every customer that comes in there to make it known that you're AM and the PM. He wants to shake your hand if you're AM and the PM. We will send you a ton of business.
Thanks, Frank.
I'm Frank. I haven't had any sleep.
You need sleep, Frank.
Yeah, I'll go get some in a couple hours.
No, just because you're such a good-looking man, you don't need sleep. Yeah, you do. You need
Here
sleep.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go with that stuff again.
Goodbye.
All right, John. Thank you.
Eat kids. Bye-bye. Drive safe.
What is that? You're good, you know. You do that to guys.
I don't think I've ever told.
I don't
a
think
guy
I've ever
oh,
said
man,
to a
you're
guy.
Good looking,
you're a good-looking guy. I mean, I
it's
guess
hard to be negative when somebody's complimenting you.
It is,
you know.
No, it is. It is. We will take a quick break, and then we're going to come back. And so far, we've done a really good job of bluffing our way through this much of the show. And a little more than an hour, we'll have done a made you think. We actually had a three-hour show. We're coming back. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
And here's a guy that has a look at traffic, Tim Weiland.
And when you guys wing it like that, it's going to be the best show that you've ever had. It always is.
Ever.
Well,
gets better all the time.
Well, thank you, Tim.
Thanks for being a part of it.
You know what Tim's doing? He's trying to jump in because he knows you guys are fired because he saw the Facebook page. And your picture's aren't on there. And Tim's going, hey, I got a chance.
Hey, wait a minute. How come
he's not on there
Tim
either.
Wasn't invited even, I don't
they
think.
They didn't even ask you to come take a picture. And my goodness, you're a regular part of not just this show, other shows. And your picture's not on the Facebook page either.
I
wow,
know,
what a slap.
I always figure it's out of sight, out of mind, you know.
Well, you're a better man than I am. I'd be throwing a fit. Your picture should be on our Facebook page for the station's Facebook. Facebook page.
Well,
you know what we'll do? We'll take your picture in here one day, put it on our own Facebook show page. That'll show them. We'll put you on
there
ours.
There you go.
Yeah, you're part of our family, buddy.
Thank you very much. I would be honored to have that.
You're welcome.
All right. First of all, this report is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. Quality, knowledge, skill, value. That's Napa know-how. Stop into a Napa Auto Parts store or Napa Auto Care Center to experience some Napa know-how yourself. Well, they've cleared that accident on southbound 270 before Gravois. All lanes are open. The accident's actually off on the right shoulder, but traffic is slow from highway. You're going to find slow to stop and go traffic from Highway 40 all the way up through Gravois. They've also cleared the accident from the ramp northbound 270 to westbound 40. Things are pretty well thinned out through that stretch. A little heavy between Manchester. Now, if you're going westbound 40, things are stacking up Kings Highway through McCausland. Westbound 70, we had a stalled vehicle that was blocking a lane just before the Blanchet Bridge, so things are really running heavy between Lindbergh and the Blanchet Bridge. Then things open up after that. And eastbound 270 stacking up McDonald through New Florissant. This report also brought to you by Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Valvoline introduced motor oil back in 1866, and they've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Martin Kilcoyne Show.
He's traveling across the country in an RV. Won't be making a stop in St. Louis because the RV broke down. We'll check in with him. Also, bike safety come to light recently here in St. Louis. The rules of the road. We'll get into all that. Our WTF facts will close out the week. Martin and Randy starting at 10.
The Martin Kilcoyne Show with Randy Naughton starting at 10 weekdays on the Big 550 KTRS. Live and local.
Are you looking for a new kitchen or bath? How would you like to only spend $5,000 on your brand new kitchen? Well, you can if you go to Affordable Kitchens and Baths. It's a division of Callier & Thompson, and it's the home of the $5,000 kitchen, which includes in-stock all-wood maple cabinetry, 2-centimeter granite countertops, and all stainless steel appliances. It's Affordable Kitchens and Baths, and it's the home of the $5,000 kitchen. Now, where is it? It's in St. Peter's, 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, formerly Highway 94, between Kisker and Central School Road. Affordable Kitchens and Baths has great financing rates with any project. They have ding and dent appliances that can save you even more money if you're updating your kitchen. And in most cases, you'll never be able to see the ding or dent. They're located at 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, formerly Highway 94, between Kisker and Central School Road, a division of Callier and Thompson, so it's synonymous with quality. It's affordable kitchens and baths.
Here's a great new way to go to your favorite restaurant and save money, too. You don't have to clip a coupon or know someone who works there either. It's called Save a Table, and here's how it works. Just go to saveatable.com, enter the zip code where you'd like to eat, the desired date, and number of people in your party. Save a Table will then display the restaurants in that zip code and a percentage off by going at that time. All you have to do is arrive at the restaurant 15 minutes ahead of your reserved time and show them the printout of your confirmation or on your phone. You and your party will be seated, and you'll save anywhere from 20 to 35%. It's that simple. Save a Table is a great way to reserve a table at some great local restaurants and save money at the same time. There are Save a Table restaurants in both Missouri and Illinois. Give it a try. Just go to saveatable.com and see for yourself. You'll save 20 to 35% at some great area restaurants. That's saveatable.com.
From the Sausage Meister's secret recipes comes the great Bavarian sausage that's for me.
You can't beat G&W Meat. That's G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company, a family-owned St. Louis tradition since 1965. G&W makes over 30 varieties of sausage on-site in South City. Before firing up the barbecue, stop by G&W's full-service meat market for old-fashioned service. If you can't make it to the shop, ask for your favorite G&W sausage in the meat and deli departments of Schnucks, Dierbergs, and Straub's, or your neighborhood meat market. G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company has been serving St. Louis for over 49 years. Visit the shop Tuesday through Saturday at 4828 Parker Avenue, just off Kings Highway, one block south of Filer.
You can't beat G&W Meat.
Shop online at gwsausage.com.
Buying a home and finding a real estate agent is probably the most important thing you will do. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group, what should people look for in a real estate agent?
Number one, you should find a top-producing full-time agent. Did you know 20% of the agents sell about 80% of the houses in the St. Louis area? So the average agent sells less than 8 houses a year. Kathy Helbig Group sells over 100 houses a year.
You're not a typical real estate agent. You have a full group and a full team.
Exactly. It's a real estate business, so we have to be proficient at marketing, exposure, pricing, knowing our inventory, knowing the competition, and how to negotiate offers.
Kathy, if a buyer or a seller calls you today, what can you offer them?
A professional home designer on our staff will come in and give them an evaluation of their style and staging of their home prior to going on the market.
That's 17-year full-time producer, realtor, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. She's a real estate expert, and she's on KSDK Channel 5, and she's here with us on the Big 550 KTRS. KathyHelbigGroup.com, 314-726-SOLD, or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I have some important information for you regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Nearly 3 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this money-saving program. The home loan experts at Quicken Loans fully understand the HARP guidelines and will strive to find the financial solution that's best for you. To learn more, call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis, building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family. And when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Target Talk St. Louis is presented by the Belleville Indoor Shooting Range in Metro Shooting Supplies. Join host Stephen King, NRA certified shooting instructor, to talk about the world of firearms, from competitions to firearm safety. Stephen will take your calls and have guests from around the world of firearms. Target Talk St. Louis is brought to you by the Belleville Indoor Shooting Range and Metro Shooting Supplies in Bridgeton every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
As you know, Bill, Cleveland spends a lot of time on the road. How does he pay for that travel? He's not sponsored or anything. He just hits the road, and we're waiting for him to call. So while we wait, I'll do a little bit of business. That'll open it up for him to the top of the hour. Yesterday he was in Des Moines, or headed into Des Moines for whatever. American Equity Mortgage. 314-878-9999. That 878 part is very interesting. Otherwise, you might misdial and get somebody you didn't mean to get. American Equity Mortgage makes loans to people so they can have houses, so they can be homeowners. That still is the great American dream. That's one thing that has not changed, is that when you get in your 20s or 30s or whatever, maybe 40s, for a lot of people, your goal is to have a house. Now, if you move around a lot, you're in military or you get transferred a lot, I get the renting thing. But for most people, getting a home, big deal. It was a big deal for us. It was in the 70s, late 70s. We finally got our own place. $53,000. That was the price of the house. Brand new. Built brand new over by near Pheasant Run on a street called Turkey Creek Court in West County. It might as well have been $2 million. Man, the idea that I had my own place was just tremendous. And ask Bill if he can go into Playhouse. He waited to. Can we do that?
Yeah, he said he was having a hard time. His phone was having a hard time connecting.
He's got about 15 minutes to clean that up. So tell him to keep moving until he gets the signal. Sorry about that. But no other show lets you in on the behind-the-scenes stuff like we do. So it's a big deal. They can help you make that happen, that house. Now, you already have a house. Here's the other thing they can make happen. They can make those credit card bills go away, back to zero balance. And I understand, and they understand why you've been making minimum payments, but because that you can't pay the balance off. Bad idea. Bad idea if you're a homeowner, because that equity will allow you to borrow money from American Equity to pay all that off. You lose that high interest rate, and you take on the same debt at a much lower interest rate, which rolled into your house payment. You probably add yourself a little more tax deduction. It's all good. Everything about it makes sense. Talk to them. Find out how you can get out from under that credit card debt, and also talk to them about a home equity loan, rather, where you borrow money for something you need, and you just pay cash for it. And let the equity in your home make it possible for you to get that money at a low interest rate. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
This is Dr. Rick Gleeman from the U.S. Center for Sports Medicine.
And I'm Andy Strickland.
Join us every Sunday at 5 as we discuss how state-of-the-art medical research can impact the athlete and your family.
From youth sports to the injuries affecting your favorite professional athlete, we bring exclusive insights to sports and medicine. It's the Gateway Buick GMC Sports Medicine Hour, every Sunday at 5 with Dr. Rick Gleeman and Andy Strickland, only on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Live and local.
Depend on it.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer.